Hello, everyone. Back again for today's February Boo. I had to go through some strange settings up, and I hope that I have it right. But I found I could not record from the computer's internal sound happenings, like soft synths and things, as well as from the mixer, my speaking into it, at the same time. Oh, using the computer, so I'm having to use an external recorder via the tape out, and then have everything going through the mixer. It's odd. I'm still not completely sure why that is the case, and also why some of the buttons seem to work differently when using the tape out plugs on the mixer. So I don't know. I'm just a very confused person, which is sometimes the case. But anyway, I wanted to start off by or take up today's boo by showing you some of my favorite sounds in GarageBand. Now, I say that, but I'm going to have to go through some of the lesser favorites to get to the favorites, because I thought I could set up a favorites list, but I found I didn't know how to do that after all. I don't even believe there's a way to do it. So I'm going to just play through them. And right now we're on the, what category? The pianos and what do they call it? Pianos and keyboards. And we start off with the Cuban, the Afro, it sounds like Afro-Cuban upright piano. You know, the, you know, nice upright. It's interesting too, because it doesn't respond to velocity at all. It's just no matter how you press the note, you get the same. But it does seem to respond to the pedal. If you have the pedal down, like here's a chord with the pedal up, and here's a chord with the pedal down. So you get some of that resonance. It's pretty neat, though. I think I like it. Let me see here. And then, I didn't even hear what it said. Oh, synth piano, maybe? Let me turn the volume up with voiceover here. So I don't really care for that. Let's see. Chorus electric piano. Right, but
classical piano.
This is the classical piano. It's using this Steinway sample. They have a couple of sounds using the same Steinway sample, just with different reverb and things. So I think you could tell it's a full quality sample, but it's weird too. If you hold the notes down long enough, you get a similar effect which Andre Louis demonstrated. And when he demonstrated that, it reminded me of a long ago SoundCloud recording that I posted of something like this. And so it's a good piano. A little peaking there. I guess I need to turn something down. But no matter how you pound on it, something's missing. It gets loud, but it doesn't sound like a sample where you're hitting the note hard. It just sounds like it turns up the volume. It's very weird like that. Let's see. Dark cloud. And by the way, I'm going to have to probably make this a two-part. I set a timer, so I'm not going to go over 30 minutes, but here's Dark Clav. It's all right. Detroit Overground. And here's some synth. They put some synth stuff in here. There's Detroit Overground? Huh. Oh, this is one of them. It splits the keyboard into different chords. I'm just playing one note. Huh. Okay, I'm not sure where all the splits are. Oh, I get three choices, apparently. Okay, and then there's a Detroit Underground, but it's kind of similar without all the effect. Oh, the mod wheel does stuff. Interesting, okay. And... piano with echo on it. And I think this is probably one of my favorites. Got some good stuff. They did a pretty nice Rhodes, Fender Rhodes sample. Some of the higher notes sound funny to me. They don't sound as right there. Some of them sound kind of a little odd to me, but it could be just the way it was configured when they sampled it. Oh, okay. The mod wheel does stuff. Playing. And you get the tine release, the release too, which is neat. I really like that one. Energy blast. And most of the rest in this keyboard, the keyboard section, I don't really care for it. Energy stabs. Sorry, that was it's 21 hours. Energy blasts, energy stabs, and this is another clav. Wow. Interesting. Some of the lower notes seem to respond. Oh, I can't tell if they respond independently or what. Wow. Genius chords. Genius chords. Oh, this one splits the keyboard up too. So I can go. Okay, so it's, I got three or four different splits.
Genius Method.
Genius Method? Same idea, but it just splits it up differently. And okay, we got that. Just tweaking Wait things as that. I go here. I think the microphone was a little quiet. Whatever.
Grand piano on stage.
This is.
Grand piano punchy.
This is Apple's. Stock grand piano that comes with GarageBand. I don't like it. I mean, come on, is that a grand? Whatever.
Heavenly Ascent.
And then we got some more synthy stuff, Heavenly Ascent. All synthy kind of stuff like that. Let's see. Oops, what's this? Live classical piano? Fun though, but still that odd
piano
sound. What's this? I didn't hear what it said. The grand piano. More chord stuff. I don't really care for it. Luscious current. That's one note. Moody grand piano. Whatever.
Orchestra Celeste.
Orchestra Celeste. No matter what I do, the notes sustain. I'm not really sure why, because, you know, Celeste is kind of like a piano. It has a pedal, so if you want to sustain, you do. And if you don't, you don't. But it's nice. It's a nice Celeste. But it means I can't do things like... I mean, it's too sustained.
Orchestra harpsichord.
Orchestra harpsichord. Kind of interesting. It's nice you get the release on the notes. Yes, I like that.
Orchestra Steinway piano.
This is that Steinway again, but just different effects on it. I'm sorry. This sounds different. Sounds different. Is it the... I can't tell. I wasn't paying attention. I always thought that was the same, but... It's stereo. But it doesn't sound like the same sample for that live classical and whatever. How strange. Phased clav? Interesting. Okay.
You on the phone?
Piano and bass.
I'm recording. Piano and bass. So let's see. Oh.
Piano
splits in a really weird spot, though. I like the bass. I like the bass, but that's a weird split. The piano needs to go a little lower, and maybe the bass a little higher. And I don't know. I'll have to configure that maybe at some point. Let's see. All right, so we got the piano and strings. I got a little interruption there. Not bad. But it uses a combination of the yucky stock grand and some strings that I'm not sure which. We got to the accordions here, the polka accordion. You got the bass notes. But it doesn't seem a right combination, because usually there are other chord buttons that go along with these bass notes, and these don't match that. But I don't know. Maybe I don't know exactly what polka accordions are. Sounds like a French accordion to me, actually. But, it could be anything, really. And the mod wheel doesn't do anything with that.
70s electric piano.
70s electric piano. What's this? Got a little distortion on it. Okay, the mod wheel does that. Let's see.
Smoky clav.
I'm not a good clav player tonight. God.
Let's see.
Smooth. Wouldn't call that smooth exactly, but
swirly electric.
This is all right. This is a tango accordion. Something like that.
Tremolo whirly.
Tremolo whirly. And the mod wheel just gives it the left, right thing. That's kind of nice, I guess. I didn't hear what it said. Oh, velocity chords. Whatever.
Velocity funk. Warm glow chords.
I'm trying to get to other ones here. The whirly just by itself. Get the release as much on this. Oh yeah, a little bit. Oh, that could be a lot of fun, actually. Actually, it is. Okay, now we're back to the Afro-Cuban upright piano. And what do I want to show you next? There's so much interesting stuff.
Horns, guitars, drum kits, choir, bass,
oh.
Woodwind.
I didn't think this through very clearly before I started. I'll skip the bass stuff. The choir, I'll do another time. The drum kits are really interesting, but let's see if I can do some guitars. That's supposed to be 12 string. It's not as good as some of their others, it seems.
12 string chords.
12 string chords. Oh, this is all strummed for you, I think. Oops. And that's split into the different sections. You have a major and minor chords. That's all you have. And one octave strums. One in one direction, it sounds like. I think one's up and one's down. Kind of interesting. Fun to play with. Gives it a more realistic quality, although it's not sounding so real on my headphones. Oh, that's what the mod wheel does for that.
Acoustic harmonics.
Acoustic harmonics, oh, okay. Okay, that could be fun. I don't know if they go that low. And
Atlantis banjo.
Some of the guitars have weird effects on them also. What is this?
Ballad acoustic.
Ballad acoustics. Some of that Yamaha, when you press hard on the note, it gives you that. Okay, the mod wheel just does that. Oops.
Three items, spaces, list, spaces,
what
list.
I wanted.
Garage band, my song three time. Okay. Big electric lead.
Big electric lead. Bluegrass bando. I can't remember how banjos are tuned and what their ranges are, but anyway, you get the idea.
Blue Easy Acoustic.
Blue Easy Acoustic. With their finger, it sounds like on the fret. In some cases. With the mod wheel on some of these, you get some nice effects like that. Ranges are, but
chorus round back.
What is this chorus round back? Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, I got it. Classical acoustic. Classical acoustic. Very nice. Oh, it does it also. Good. And the mod wheel just gives it vibrato.
Clean electric.
Clean electric. Interesting little twangy things. Oh, I apparently am running out of time. So I'm going to stop this February boo here and continue tomorrow with the next part. I hope all of you are having fun and hope you're having a great weekend. Bye-bye for now.